Positive Health. He's just qualified as an osteopath. What first got you interested in that sort of avenue? First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why osteopathy in the first place?
I've been working as a personal trainer for like 16 odd years, and my clients would come up to me with all these ailments. Oh, I've got low back pain, Dave, and my shoulder hurts. And yes, I could train them, but then I started thinking, well, what's next? So I looked into physio, looked into osteopathy. I talked to a friend of mine who is an osteopath, and I sort of went down that road 5 years ago. And it's a 5-year course, a master's
degree.
Wow,
is it really that long? Yeah,
5-year course at the BSO, the British School of Osteopathy, down at Borough in South London. And I sort of went down that path, and here we are 5 years later, and I'm just starting to create my own clinic.
So this is something you don't do lightly, because as you say, a 5-year course, that's a lot of studying, isn't it?
It's a lot, you know, with the family, and I was working as well as doing the studying, so it was a full-on hard 5 years.
Did you specialise in any sports in particular? Was it football or tennis or all sorts?
In terms of the sports, I do a bit of everything, really. I play a lot of squash myself, but most people eat a lot of rugby and football. Yeah.
Are we seeing sports injuries, particularly? You know, we've just had to see some horrendous stuff in the Rugby World Cup, injury-wise, and football as well. Lots and lots of more people playing sport. Are you busier in that sort of aspect?
I think so. I've got together with Stephen Taylor, Sports Rehab, and I was getting involved with Brentwood Town Football Club. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting involved with the training there, some of the pitch side. Volunteer work. You don't really see osteopaths pitch side, so I'm just trying to maybe get into that side of things as well. I think you are seeing more people playing sport, and hopefully, well, you don't want people to get injured, but if you're there to help them, that's brilliant.
It's weird, isn't it? I recently went paintballing. Yeah, I didn't mean to. It was my son who's passed his driving test today. I keep saying that. It was his 18th birthday, but he said, I want to go paintballing. So we invited 20-odd people, and off we went. And yours truly, and I have to say the game was over. They said, lunch is ready, and that was my cue. I fell straight over a scaffold pole and broke my elbow.
Wow.
That was back in August. Now, I've been 4 times to the hospital, and I've had 4 x-rays. I'm going, yeah, it's fine. And 2 weeks of wearing a sling, and nothing since. But nobody's given me any exercises or anything to do. And it's, you know, I'm almost back to straight. But are you there to sort of support and help people who've had injuries and have been dealt with the NHS and help them maybe get a bit better quicker?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the aspects of osteopathy is that we get to spend quite a lot of time with each individual patient. You know, if I had a new patient, for example, it'd be 1 hour up to 1.5 hours of their time. So you get to know, you do a full medical case history, and you get to know the person, and you get to know them. So it's just all about going through what they've done, going through their injury, examining them, assessing them, and then trying to treat them.
Okay, and what if it's not an injury? What if it's a condition? And I'm talking about mainly the elderly. You take elderly patients as
absolutely.
Well, whose knees are shot?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of the training we do, is in pathology. So, yeah, I can't treat a pathology. However, it's important to know what the signs and symptoms are of pathologies. It's good to know what, if they come in, I've got low back pain, then you've got to consider what it could be, or in terms of all the sinister stuff it could be. Mostly it's musculoskeletal, then we can help. I can help musculoskeletal, you can help the circulatory system, the musculoskeletal system, and more importantly, the neurological system. So it's just about getting the system's working and getting the body to work more efficiently as a unit.
I mean, you must be like a vet in some aspects, where a patient going, oh, my back hurts, my neck hurts. There's so many areas it could be that you've got to do an investigative process, obviously.
That's right, exactly. But that's why having the time is important, so you can go through with a tooth comb every condition and every ailment that person has.
Okay, right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk some more.
On a Plate is Shenfield's best independent and fully licensed cafe, offering the finest locally sourced produce. We only serve the best generously filled sandwiches, rolls and wraps, crispy salads and delicious homemade hearty soups, not to mention the best cooked breakfast in town with award-winning sausages available all day. You can find us at 42 Hutton Road, Shenfield, opposite Shenfield Motors. We also have a takeaway and delivery service available. Call us on Brentwood 214-212. On a Plate, Shenfield. Great coffee, great food, great atmosphere.
Into Lakeside turns 25 and fabulous on the 25th of October, and they're planning the biggest birthday party ever! With a performance from 90s superstars Bewitched and loads of other spectacular...
I think they've got the idea. Just do it all in your normal voice.
Spectacular celebrations! Join us on October the 25th for the party of the year. Visit into.co.uk/lakeside for details. How's that?
Every week, you could win £1,000 on the St Francis Hospice Lottery. Someone from Brentwood won over £24,000 on a rollover. You've got to be in it to win it. And it's only £1 a week. Go to sfh.org.uk. Profits fund care for local people with a life-limiting illness. Rules apply, and you must be over 16. Help St Francis Hospice and buy a ticket today. It's one of the best bets you can make.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Indeed it is. Quarter past two. I'm with David Platton, who's starting a brand new company, Positive Health. David, it's difficult climate to start a new business, isn't it? Thought long and hard about that?
I have. I've been working in the city for 20 odd years. So I've seen, since 2008, it all, like, you know, hit the fan, as it were. People starting, you know, being really careful what they're spending. So I've also been working in a clinic in Stratford and at Canada Water, which was great. But I've got this opportunity, and I just feel that if I don't do it now, I'm getting on a bit now. If I don't do it now, I never will.
You're getting on with
and,
it.
You know, it's, I've just got to put everything into it. You know, social media, advertising, radio, anything I can do, I've got to go for it.
Is the business also, people start so keenly, and then they, like, a typical example is they join a gym, they pay for a year membership and go seven times, and then they give up.
Yeah.
So is it part of your struggle trying to educate people to try and keep their fitness levels up?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm offering sort of I'm offering three things. I'm offering osteopathic treatment, I'm offering sports massage and personal training. You know, they can come in, and if I feel they need a massage that day, I'll give them a massage. If I feel they can, you know, need a bit of fitness work, we'll do some fitness work. If I feel they just need a bit of treatment, we'll do some osteopathic treatment. So it's sort of a one-stop shop in a way. And I think with the one-to-one, people keep up with their fitness regimes much better if they've got an appointment, if they come in and that person is just there for them.
I think people might be a little bit in the dark, I certainly am, what an osteopath actually can achieve. What areas are we? Are we looking at posture? Are we looking at balance? Are we looking at feet problems? What?
All of the above, Mike, absolutely. It's a non-invasive manual therapy which targets the musculoskeletal system. However, you know, a principle of osteopathy is the body works as a whole unit. So we look at, as you say, we won't look at the feet. Someone comes in with a low back problem, I'm looking at the feet, how they stand, how they walk, their gait dynamics, their posture. So yeah, it's not just looking at the what they come in with, like the local picture, it's looking at the bigger picture.
See, Lisa, you've just met outside, she told me a couple of years ago, I remember this distinctly, we were in France with a family outing, and Lisa was walking behind us and said, both me and my son, both of us walked with a limp. And I've never thought I had that.
Interesting.
And I suppose, yeah, I perhaps wear one shoe out quicker than the other.
Okay.
The heel wears down, so that is to do with my posture, I presume.
Posture, it could be many things. It could be your pelvis. It could be the length of your femur or your tibia. It could be...
It's quite long in my case.
Yeah, it looks it. Yeah, it could be many things. It could be a leg length discrepancy you've had from birth. It could be a genetic thing with your son as well. So it's important to look at everything, not just... You know, you come in with, oh, it's just to save a lower back, for example. You've got to look at other causes.
Okay, I know. Your other half, Emma, she gives me too much food. That's my problem.
That's good.
Okay, David, is this an expensive process or not? If just, coming to see you as an osteopath, is that expensive?
I'm going to say it's reasonable. It's competitive for the area. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't say it's expensive, no. I mean, if you want me to give out prices, I will.
Yeah, but by
I will, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a new patient to come, so that's an hour appointment, it would be £45.
Yep.
For a continuation appointment, which is 30 minutes, it will be £30.
Okay, well, that seems reasonable. Now, how about... we haven't talked about where you are. Where are you exactly?
So, I'm going to be situated at Lee House, which is on Weald Road, which is just off the High Street, sort of opposite Laura Ashley on Brentwood High Street. Just in there, next to Spargo, the big hairdressers.
Yeah.
Just in there. There's a little unit there, there's a gym at the front, and out the back there's a nice treatment room, which I've just had painted and floored and... just decorated. It looks really good.
Okay, and most important of all these days, do you have a website?
It's under construction at the moment by a local lady, Kirsty Callaby, Kaibo Designs, who's also doing all my branding as well. So give it a couple of weeks and that'll be up and running. So all I've got at the moment really is a mobile number.
Okay, which is
07943-044-147. And if there's any listeners out there, if you quote Phoenix FM, I'll call that number, you'll get 20% off your first appointment.
Right down. That's me. Well, David, thank you very much for coming in today.
Pleasure.
And explaining. And perhaps come back in 6 months and tell us how it's all going.
Absolutely.
Very interesting talk to you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
One thing we've started on this programme, all guests get a chance to play a tune. Yours is probably one of my all-time favourites as well. And hopefully it's going to work. This is the Pink Floyd and this is Wish You Were Here. David, thank you very much.
Thank you
for coming in, and we'll see you hopefully in 6 months, and good luck with everything that you do.
Thank you very much.
Oh no, it's not working.